A Fanfare for Friendship. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is the latest in a recent line of international leaders to be given the red carpet treatment by China's leader Xi Jinping. In exchange, a show of solidarity from Lula towards Beijing's effort to broker a peace deal in Ukraine. Chinese state media say the leaders agreed dialogue and negotiations are the only way out of the conflict. Analysts say that bolsters China's efforts to work with partners in the BRICS alliance of Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa, and counter a US-led strategy of sanctioning Moscow while offering military support to Ukraine.
It's important to remember that Brazil is an instrumental part of BRICS and, more generally speaking, China's multipolar world order that's touted as, you know, at very least President Xi's conception of a world where you do not have a single hegemon, but instead a polycentric world where Brazil, China and other leading countries in the global south can comprise a prominent pole that balances against what they view to be Western hegemony, so to speak.
It's not just politics on the presidential agenda. The two leaders have signed a raft of business deals covering agriculture, energy, and infrastructure. China has been Brazil's largest trading partner for more than a decade. Last year, bilateral trade topped $150 billion. That's almost double the figure between Brazil and the United States. In addition to securing new trade ties during his time in China, President Lula has ushered in the appointment of Brazil's former leader, Dilma Rousseff, as the head of the BRICS New Development Bank. Bangladesh, Egypt, Uruguay, and the United Arab Emirates are also joining the bank. It's a move that's set to expand funding for developing countries and extend Beijing's global sphere of influence.
That's what Brazil is bringing. It's bringing, here I am, I'm a big country. And this is not only about China, this is about the global south. As we understand it, we Brazilians in China. China will accommodate that message now because it's in its interest. But I think we need to realize that's a very, very asymmetric BRICS, no matter the word alliance.
It's an alliance that's attracting increasing attention. More than a dozen countries have expressed interest in joining BRICS, including Iran and Saudi Arabia. China is backing an expansion of the bloc. If it gets its way, there may be a need for even more red carpet rollouts in Beijing in the near future. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.